Wash your face beneath the pump. It's time you're up and on the jump. It's morning and you must get something done. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the Ag-Risk Management Podcast. Our goal is to help you continue to have good mornings on the farm. I'm Liz Higgins, an Ag Business Management Specialist with Cornell Cooperative Extension. So today I have with me Danica Ferrante from Walt Hillview Farm in New Paltz. Welcome, Danica. Can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yes. So Walt Hillview Farm is a family farm market. I'm part of the third generation of the family farm. We have greenhouses and we grow mostly vegetables. Our largest crops are sweet corn and pumpkins, but we grow lots of other small vegetables and some berries. I manage the market in our farm market. We also have a bakery area that I manage as well.
So you must be really busy.
Yes.
So what I wanted to talk about today is the challenges that farms that have seasonal workers face with worker retention and maybe some strategies to help keep good employees. You have a seasonal business, right?
Yes, we are open through Christmas Eve as our last day of the season, and we close down for January, February. We reopen around the middle of March every spring.
So where do most of your workers come from?
Well, I manage the employees that we have in our store in the market. We do also have some seasonal employees for the fields. But for the market, we do have a lot of students. We are fortunate to have a college in our town, so that's a great resource for staff. And we do hire starting at age 16, so we do have some high school students as well.
So you have a workforce, and everyone is all trained, and things are going well. And then you shut down for the season, and everyone goes away. Do you worry about getting people who you've spent a lot of time training back the following year?
Definitely, always. You always get nervous as spring starts to approach and you're opening for a new season. You think you have a lot of the people coming back, but you never really know till it starts closing in. We were very fortunate this year to have a very large percentage of our staff coming back. So I was very happy with that.
So what do you do during the season then to try to encourage a high number of your trained staff to come back after the break?
Well, I mentioned we are a family owned and run farm, and I really focus on that with our staff as well as trying to make all of the members of our staff really feel like part of our family and creating that that family feel and family environment really does inspire not only a pleasant place to work, but also I really do think it inspires like loyalty in the staff and that they look forward to coming back every season as well. That's the goal.
I remember when we were talking recently, you mentioned that you meet with employees before the season ends and talk about opportunities for the next season with them. Can you be a little bit more specific about that? And how do you find that that works for you?
Yes, I have tried different things in the past. I've tried having that kind of sit down meeting, almost like a little bit like an annual performance review. I've done that toward the end of the season, where I can communicate with my employees about the things that they have done well throughout the season, the areas in which they have grown, as well as discuss maybe future skills that they will, you know, learn and grow into in the future, in kind of, you know, touching base and making sure that even just something as simple really as making sure that they know that they have a job there next season, that just because we're closing, I've noticed a couple times actually before I started doing that, I had staff that would come up to me and ask if they needed to put in another application in the spring. So even as simple as having a conversation with them so that they know that you're excited to see them in the new season really makes a big difference.
And then during the off season, is there anything that you do to help keep employees connected to the farm while they're away?
that's something that I do think I have thought about that, and I think I could do better. I actually was thinking about it at first from a customer basis. I was thinking, you know, maybe we should be more active on like social media, even when we're closed down for the season. And then that kind of led me to think, well, that would be a good idea for our staff too, to touch base with them more, because I do kind of, you know, you go quiet in that off season. And then I usually touch base with them about a month or so before we're opening, just to get a feel for what everybody's situation is going into the spring.
Another worker retention strategy that I hear about is trying to move to be a year-round rather than a seasonal business. Is this something that you've considered for your farm market? And do you think that it would help as far as worker retention, or that at least it would be cost effective?
Yeah, it's something I have thought of, because in our business, because we do have the greenhouses as a large part of our business, we go back to work ourselves. Like, you know, we take pretty much January off, but my family starts back at work the first week in February, really. So when we have had staff members that, you know, maybe that time off in the winter isn't a benefit for them, that they do want those hours in the winter, we've had them work in our greenhouses a little bit in the past. But I have thought, we've thought about keeping the store open. And we're also fortunate to have a bakery area in our store, which does, I think, more consistently year round. It's hard to think about being open in the winter with produce when it's not anything you're growing. It's all things you have to buy in. So we've thought about keeping a portion of the store open throughout the winter. And I do think that would help with the staff retention. But by being able to offer some work in the greenhouses over the winter has been helpful as well.
Well, this has all been great. I guess before we go, is there any advice that you have for other seasonal ag businesses?
I would just say that I found that, you know, communication is the biggest thing. I do often have to remind myself, as I've been doing this for many years, there are things in my head that I know are normal and that change throughout the seasons. But just reminding myself to make sure I'm communicating to my staff, you know, things coming up in the new season, that they really don't have surprises, like when we're going to be busier in times and when we're going to have, you know, more hours and more shifts available for them to work. Not only helps them be prepared when I need them more, but lets them know, like, oh, maybe, okay, it's a little quiet right now, but I've got this coming up to look forward to, and to just know everything that's going on.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experiences with us, Danica.
No, thank you for asking me.
This material is funded in partnership with the USDA's Risk Management Agency.